going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We certainly got one of the main guys he really did want to target. You know, reasonably. You can't get a top five guy when you're picking 32 initially, but he got someone he wanted. That's obvious. Not just because he moved up a spot, but because Schefter and Rappaport are saying he was trying to move up like 10 spots. Unbelievable. Let me give you the write-up from Mel Kiper. Jahad Campbell, and then right back to the phone lines, your reaction as we broadcast this Friday morning from Borgata. Good morning to you. All right, Jahad Campbell, here's what Mel Kiper said prior to the draft regarding Jahad Campbell. By the way, stats were outstanding: 112 tackles, 5 sacks, 11.5 tackles for losses, 16 pressures, 12 run stops, an interception, 4 pass breakups, and 2 forced fumbles. Put another way,
Pretty productive. And versatile.
Yes.
Wow.
A lot going on there. All right, here's what Mel specifically wrote. Simply put, Campbell is a complete football player. He does everything that an NFL defensive coordinator wants from an off-ball linebacker. He has impressive speed getting to the football against the run, 4.52 second 40, along with the instincts and explosion to make plays in pass coverage. Campbell jumps off the Alabama tape. His 10-foot, 7-inch broad jump was second at the position at the combine, and his 32.5-inch arms will help him wrap up ball carriers in the pros. That was Mel's write-up before the pick. Obviously, the Eagles getting pretty high grades on the selection. Your reaction? 215-592-9494. Let's get to Rick right now. Rick, good morning.
Great pick. On so many fronts. You know, when the Giants picked Abdul Carter, I said, when are we going to get our Parsons? When are we going to get our Abdul Carter? We're going to have those two guys chasing us around for the next God knows how many years. But on another front, you know, you got another SEC player. Not only that, Alabama, they have that winning culture. I've talked about it for the last 2 years, that winning culture, meaning they expect to win. They don't hope to win.
Yeah.
And he had those numbers in the SEC, guys. I mean, it's just incredible. But here's the one thing that no one said yet. This kid never played with Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith on the same line with him. Zach Baum next to him on plays, with Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell behind him. This kid could pin his ears back whenever the defense wants to. Fangio can dial up so many things with him. That's what makes this pick so special.
Yeah, I would say this, Rick. One thing that's unusual, I think, with this one is the Eagles. John, tell me if you think I'm wrong. I don't think I am. Typically, don't have a linebacker historically that's as versatile. Now, Zach Bond obviously has versatility,
well,
but like
it's like a new concept,
right?
That inside guys can line up and give you production, yeah, coming off an edge.
Seth Joyner had it. Now, to be clear, Seth was an outside linebacker in a 4-3, not an edge rusher in modern sense, but a 4-3 linebacker who could play the run. He could pass defense clearly, got interceptions, and also could go hunt the quarterback. So I would say Seth might be the most versatile I've ever seen the Eagles have. This guy Campbell's got real versatility, and that's one of the things Howie Roseman highlighted last night.
And, Joe, when did we ever have a linebacker room like this?
Well, listen, maybe. Well,
like
obviously
Trotter and Emmons and like back then, maybe.
And then obviously Seth. Listen, the best of my lifetime from a grouping that I can think of was Seth, Willie T, and Byron Evans.
By far, yeah.
Really, really strong. Trot and Carlos Emmons together with whoever the other guy was well above average. And
Caldwell, was it?
Who?
Was it Caldwell?
Well, it switched up a
switched
couple
up
times.
Switched up a few times, yeah.
And then you go back to some of the Vermeil years when they would play a 3-4 and they needed many linebackers, Bergie being the main one, but, you know, Bunting and others in there as well.
The thing that's so exciting about what we've got now is we're in a nickel. We're in a nickel 4-2-5
right.
All the time, like 95% of the time. And so what we're talking about now is Cooper DeJean. Basically, our linebackers are going to be Cooper DeJean, Jihad Campbell, and Zach Bond, all standing next to one another. Guys, who one tougher than the next. Like, who can you throw on? They can all give you crazy plays from every.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Which direction, they're going to hawk you down no matter where you run.
They can give you
pass rush moves off of either edge. It's so exciting and so, like, new age.
It is.
Linebacker.
For the Eagles,
John,
it's very different.
And, John, you got Nolan Smith on one side. You have this kid on the other side. He can pin his ears back because we have those shutdown corners.
Yeah, Rick, it's a big advantage. Give me an answer. What hasn't happened in a long time
Can we go to a five-minute clock, putting these teams on the clock? Instead of a 10-minute clock, so we don't have a 5-hour round on the first round.
You got it. Yeah, the shorter first round. I kind of like it the way it is because I want the commentary. Obviously, they got to slide some commercials in there at times.
Didn't they move it down to, wasn't it? Didn't it go all the way up to 15 at one point and then they brought it back to 10? Am I crazy?
I believe that is correct. Yep. All right, let's listen to Jihad Campbell. After getting picked last night, he talked to the local media about a lot of things, one of which was getting the call.
The phone call, what was that like? What did they say on the phone? And you're someone who would know what a 215 number is. So that 215 number.
Once I see the number, I'm like, pretty interesting. Okay. So I answered it. And it was Howard. And he was like, you know what this is? You know what this is? I'm like, nah. And then that's when he's like, it's Howie Roseman. And I was about to break down, man. You know, because, I mean, it was just a surreal moment, you know, for me and my family. Like, my grandfather, like, I'm talking way back in Randall Cunningham days. You know, he always watched the Eagles, and he always loved the Eagles. You know, my pops, my mom, my two brothers, my uncle, I mean, like, my whole family, you know. So it was definitely a special moment, you know, for me and my family.
Really cool stuff. I want to play another piece of audio. James, I want to play Campbell, too. James and I usually coordinate off the air, but in this case, right on the air. Because there's another piece of audio where he talked more about growing up as an Eagles fan, which he clearly is and was, which is awesome, and his favorite Eagles through the years. Listen to Campbell last night.
What have been some of your favorite Eagles memories over the years and some of your favorite players? Touch.
Man, it's a lot. I want to say, like, Shady. You know, when Darren Sproles was there, I definitely like him. Brandon Graham. Who else? Obviously, Michael Vick. Got to go with DeSean Jackson. Another great one was Jeremy Maclin, you know, when he was doing very great at Philly.
So we know what era of football John Campbell grew up with.
Well, you know what it's, James, you know what it strikes me as, honestly? It's almost like that was before he had to start working out all the time.
Yes, when he was young. It's a great call, Joe.
Because in high school and college, you know.
No, seriously. You lose track for a period right before, I mean, you're paying attention to your team.
Yeah.
And the teams that you're playing in your, you know, like college sure. division and stuff like that. And then you're focused on combine and, you know, training, and that's it. And working out for teams that show up.
Sundays in college football, John, are you in the facility rehabbing your body and meeting with the coaches, like not watching NFL games? Because if you play on a Saturday, on the Sunday, is that right back to the grind with the team?
Yeah, I'm thinking back. My gosh. Sundays, yeah, you're going in, you're getting treatment, you're running, you're doing work.
So it's like the rest of us sitting around on our asses watching NFL football for 11 hours.
No, you definitely are playing catch up. I remember being very jealous of some of the kids that I knew that didn't have to go and be at like practice at 5:30 a.m.
Got to be psyched for Jahad Campbell. And I think from an Eagle standpoint, too, Mel Kiper had him as the 21st ranked player on the board. Obviously, would have been even higher if not for the injury and how it gets him at 31. All right, your reaction to it all. 215-592-9494. Coming up, what Ian Rappaport said about what Howie was doing to try to get Campbell even earlier in the draft. Plus, Nick Saban, who coached Campbell for a couple years till he left Bama. Saban on the pick. Baldy loves him. Wait till you hear what Baldy said, plus more of Jahad Campbell's audio himself last night after the pick. Phone calls on all of it. Jahad Campbell, the newest. By the way, they're going to add someone else later today. We're covering it all with you from Borgata. Plus, Beat the Hammer coming up on 94 WIP.